What's up on 15, 70, 340, 270? Find out first on 930 WFMD.
812 at WFMD. Well, earlier this morning, we were talking about how now that graduation's over, we're now going to have, you know, students be able to pick out their robes. Now, some of them are, you know, depending on the school you go to, you may have one color robe, but also in some other schools, they have different color robes where you'll have, one color for the young ladies and one color for the young gentlemen out there. Well, now, because we want to be, everybody has to be politically correct. We don't want to make any of our transgender or non-gender specific unconformed students, uncomfortable. They're going to be able to pick their own colors. Well, that's not the only thing that's going on. And one of those people who are constantly looking at the public school system is our friend Cindy Rose, and she joins us now to discuss another policy that's out there. And Cindy, the policy that I'm reading is called, it's policy 443. First of all, welcome to the program, and tell me a little bit about what this policy is.
Yes, policy 443, creating welcoming and affirming schools for transgender and gender nonconforming students. It seeks to create a protected class of student with rights above and beyond the rights of regular boys and girls. And let's remember that FCPS, Frederick County Public Schools, removed the rights of parents. They believe we don't have the right to parent, but they believe that they have the right to create rights for transgender student at the expense of the other students. Mm-hmm. Those are some of my main problems with this policy. During the policy discussions, they talked about how to keep information from parents, because a transgender child may be transgender at school, but the parent doesn't know they're transgendered. And they talked about how to work around that, how to lie to parents, how to keep information from parents. And I'm asking parents, please go check your child's student record, because they were very happy about saying that, well, unless they look at the student's record at school, they won't know certain things about their children. So please, make an appointment today, go check your child's student record, because we don't know what we don't know, because they're okay with hiding facts from the parents.
Okay, so let me go back here again. So you're saying that the Board of Education, the school board, has said that we want to be able to hide certain things from the parents.
Correct. The policy actually says at 443.4, privacy and confidentiality, and I'm going to quote here, FCPS recognizes that some students may wish to express their gender identity at school, but may wish to not disclose in their homes or other environments. FCPS recognizes that this is a matter of safety and security for some adults. So your parents are violent, and if they find out, they're going to beat the crap out of you. That's what that infers. Now, they talked about removing that one sentence about the safety and security. So let's hope they did, because automatically labeling us as dangerous to our children is unconscionable. But it says there that they recognize that, and then the discussions during the meeting were that, well, the only way the parent would find this out is if they saw the school record, because in the classroom, we're going to call Bob Sally and refer to him as his selected pronoun.
Why do you have to go with Bob?
I'm sorry. That's just a nice name. I usually use Bob and Sally. Those are just names that I like, and people understand. They're not unisex names.
Okay.
So you're so manly. That's why I think.
Now, obviously, this lead into this policy going to allow something that we've always talked about, and that is, you know, when we talk about some students who say, look, like young ladies who want to play in sports that aren't allowed normally, but they want to play in sports. I played against a girl in football because they didn't have girls football, so she was allowed to play for the boys. Is this going to allow now guys to go play, say, field hockey and other sports?
Yes, the policy specifically says in 443.7 that students are permitted participation in FCPS sports and physical education classes in a manner consistent with their gender identity. I don't think that will hurt boys' sports so much, but it's definitely going to hurt the girls in their sports. I ran track. Now, there weren't any boys I could beat, so if a transgender girl wanted to be on the girls' team, I wasn't going to win any more blue ribbons. I wasn't going to get any more first place. I was now going to have to sit at the back of the bus and lose my rights that we fought for to get women equality. That's why Title IX exists, so women can have women's sports. Girls can have girls' sports. If transgenders want to participate in sex-segregated sports, they're going to have to create transgendered teams. Sports and bathrooms and locker rooms are sex-segregated. They are not gender-segregated.
Well, I think, you know, eventually we're just going to have co-ed sports. I mean, if that's the way we're going to go.
Fine. Which is wrong, in my opinion. Have all three if you're going to do it correctly and not hurt anybody. That what they're doing is they're sacrificing one group of students' rights to give extra rights to students who don't have those rights. And there's a compassionate way we can fix all these problems. You have unisex bathrooms. You have unisex locker rooms. And the sports, you're either just going to have to play on the sports that matches your sex at birth, or you're going to have to create sports specifically that are unified unisex sports, or a trans girl sport team or a trans boy sports team. But you do not have the right to go into the girls team or the boys team and say, we're going to allow a person of the opposite sex to play on your team because we don't have another fit for them. That's not right to the other children.
All right, so this meeting is going to be held, discussion of this policy is going when?
It's going to pass June 14th.
Okay.
And even though they've asked for your emails and they've sent out Find Out First and they've solicited, I'm going to give you a quote from Vice President Elizabeth Barrett when I asked her, could you please put out a survey to the public to see where we all stand on this? This is an important and a huge deal, in my opinion. You're changing society norms. You're changing things that we traditionally would do. So her response to me asking her that was, and I'm quoting, the rights of any group of FCPS children aren't up for a community vote or survey. I'm a parent, and I'm not interested in the community deciding where my child can use the bathroom, nor am I interested in staff members or others questioning the restroom my children use. This policy is a done deal. They do not care what you think. It's coming whether you want it or not. And remember, this is the same group who says parents don't have rights. We're going to sign rights to transgender children, and we're taking away rights from regular boys and girls and parents. That's what this progressive board is doing.
All right, so we appreciate your time, and obviously I know it sounds like you're very passionate about this, and I think the only thing that if parents kind of fall in line to where you're thinking is, you know, contact the Board of Education, right? That's the only thing you can do, and tell them to put this on a public meeting and not one that's going to be hidden behind closed doors.
They need to have public input, and I'm going to let people know right now, if this policy passes, and I'm pretty sure it will because they don't care about our opinion, we're going to file a lawsuit, and we're already seeking lawyers to do such a thing because it's not right.
Thank you, Cindy.
All right, thank you, Bob.
Always good to talk to you. There you go. Impassioned, of course, impassioned parent. Do you feel the same or do you not feel the same? We'd love to hear from you. 301-694-WFMD, 301-694-9323. Glenn is on the phone. Glenn, welcome to the program. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Cindy Rose, you go, girl. And when that lawsuit comes, I'll donate to it.
There you go. Well, she's probably going to need it. She's probably going to need it, my friend.
I know, it's amazing that as parents, we don't have rights with our kids in the school. That's a bunch of BS. I don't have kids anymore in Frederick County Public School, but if I did, I'd be at that meeting. I want to donate. This is how the country is going where it's going. The liberalness of this Board of Education, or whoever is doing this stuff, it's horrible.
So let me play devil's advocate with you for just a moment, okay? And that is, so what if a student, male or female, is having an identity crisis and lives in a community where, say Frederick County or somewhere other community that is seen, you know, this is undesirable, this is wrong, this is whatever, and they got that struggle with their own identity, and so they feel like they can be, you know, and I hate to use the term, but that schools are a safe space for them. They're trying to figure out who they are in life. Is that such a bad thing, and should schools not try to accommodate that?
Well, they should, Bob, but why don't you tell the parents? I mean, let me give you this, Bob. Let's put a devil advocate on this one. Let's say your kid gets hurt in school. Well, we're not going to tell the parents.
No, hey, look, I remember, one of the things that, you know, helped this show along a long time ago, back when we had our own talk show, was when the schools were going to hand out the sex cards and give the kids, and no matter what age, it, I think it was as low as eighth grade, the number to where they could go get a, go get birth control and abortions and stuff. So, I mean, yeah, I understand that.
So if it's okay, if the teachers have to, or the Board of Education, the principal has to tell the parents when the kid gets hurt, why can't they tell them the other stuff? They're picking and choosing what they what they're going to share with the parents. Is that right, Bob?
You're asking the question. I'll let other people answer.
It's Free Talk on 930 WFMD.
Before we go to the bottom of the hour news, get another check on traffic and weather together, and the news with Diana Gibson. Gretchen's on the phone. Gretchen, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hi there, Bob. This is just such a heartbreaking thing to me because I have my youngest is just finishing up with the eighth grade and has expressed her own discomforts of some other things that happen in school, and we agree with her. But I just want to challenge parents out there, whether, you know, for whatever reason, and I know this is going to sound extraordinarily extreme to many people, but I think in the ways that we can, we need to support the schools and the things that are not in conflict of our values and what mm-hmm. we think is healthy for our children. But I think a lot of us may have to consider homeschooling our children and doing things that can seem extreme to others because, you know, I could tell you, I think, there's so much that is a true distraction to our children. I feel emotional about it because I've been working really hard for a couple of years as a mental health advocate, have become in some ways a little bit of a public figure. I love many people who have very different worldviews than I do, but my number one priority as a mother is my individual children.
Mm-hmm.
And I called in yesterday and expressed just the physiological differences between men and women and, you know, the actual facts, Frederick County alone, and who holds records of different heights that you can jump and speeds that you can run.
Right.
We can discuss that just the natural ability of strength of an athlete. And, you know, I agree with Cindy. If someone wants a co-educational or a multi-gender team, then maybe that's of an athlete. And, you know, I agree with Cindy. If someone wants a co-educational or a multi-gender team, then maybe that's something. But this is such a slap in the face of a parent who wants to be involved, who wants to make a difference for positive, for my entire community, but still feels a responsibility to my own child and children. Having a child who suffered with mental health issues throughout his middle school and high school years, in some ways, I believe, was tougher in the climate that our schools provide or don't provide. It just breaks my heart. It feels like we don't matter as parents. Our values don't matter. I don't put the blame on the administrators and the teachers who are with my children or your children who really dedicate many hours and a lot of heart before, after, and during school. But for people making these decisions unilaterally, it's disgusting. It's appalling, and it breaks my heart. It just really breaks my heart as a parent.
Well, Gretchen, we appreciate it. And I understand how you feel, as you know, and I know that sometimes you really do have to be proactive. And thank you for your phone call when these type of situations come around. But you also have to, you know, when you get into these situations, you have to kind of look at a parent who maybe is dealing with the situation from a completely different standpoint. And I understand your values. I understand, and your values kind of line up with my values. And I've got an issue with that. The same thing with some of the things that the Prady County Public School Systems are trying to do and how they are addressing things. I think that there's we really want to make the very small minority the majority in our population nowadays. And I think that is wrong. I'm not trying to say that we diminish them. I'm just trying to say that it it's not everybody bend over for them. That's kind of what I feel. We got to take a break. It's 8:31 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express. We can talk more about this. Also, the library lady is in the studio. We'll talk to her coming up as well. But first, let's get a look at 9:30 WFMD traffic. For Mid-Maryland commuters, Katie Ryan's got the details.